Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Badass Women's Hour Extra Bits, our little gift for you podcast subscribers. This week, Emma Sexton, Natalie Campbell and I, Harriet Minter, are talking to the founder of Heist, a revolutionary company that's going to change how women's wear tights. And he's a man.
Underwear, armpit hair, many imitators, but no one compares.
Badass Women's Hour XL with Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton on Talk Radio.
One, two, three, four!
If you have ever been in that awkward position where you're standing, waiting for a bus and you can feel your tights beginning to roll down your waist and halfway down your knees, and gentlemen, don't pretend this is something that only happens to women. We know you've all been there too. We have a man in the studio who thinks that he has solved the problem. Toby Derbyshire is the CEO of Heist, a new tights company that claims to have revolutionised hosiery. Toby, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Tell us what makes Heist so special.
I think what we do is very different. We're approaching women's underwear, which is a market that both on a theoretical, on a brand level, and also on a product level, produces inadequate products for women. And we're doing it through a product design focus. So we look at the anatomy of women, and we blend that with garment science and the latest technological innovation to create products that just are much better.
So, and what were tights doing before?
So
that wasn't. Why have they never worked?
And why did you notice a problem with these tights,
so
Toby?
It may not have escaped you that I'm not actually a regular wearer of women's underwear. Listen, the whole thing came actually from a very different angle. I was wandering through the tube and just looking at how underwear brands advertise to women. And just thinking,
I thought you were going to say looking at these women holding their tights up.
Yeah, so okay. Desperately struggling to pull up their tights. And I just thought, you know what, this is not how we should be talking about women in the modern world. This is, and it's extraordinary because my female friends didn't find it offensive. They found it very normal.
We've just grown up with it.
Totally. And I've got two tiny little boys, so it's not as if I'm worried about my, you know, daughters growing up, but I just thought, you know what, I actually don't want them growing up thinking this is how we represent women in our culture. And then I started talking to some friends, obviously, because I don't have, the funny thing about Heist, set up by a man, I don't have any experience, with the result that our DNA is kind of to shut up and listen a bit. And you start talking to people, do you like your tights? And they're like, yeah, whatever, the tights. And then you say, no, really? And they're like, no, they dig in, they roll, they sag, they itch. So 3.5 billion people are wearing these products that do all of that. Mm-hmm. So we just said, well, can you make them a different way? And it turns out you can.
Wow. Girl, so blind us with the science and unbox at the same time. Because so I'm in the winter, I wear tights all the time. If you get a good pair, they can make your legs look amazing, but they're generally not breathable. And I'm a sweaty Betty, so that's always been an issue for me. But you said that these hold and suck and do things. So I'm intrigued.
So we started with tights, and we figured out a way you could, instead of knitting them out of two tubes and sticking them together.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, like that's why you have a seam down the centre of your body,
I've
right?
I've never thought about
it's
it.
Two tubes
like that.
Knitted, and then you just fold over the top, so it's really uncomfortable. So we take a single seamless tube and open it up, and so a waistband that has 18 different sizes to fit the contours of your body.
Oh my God.
And so in the modern world, it's not, it's a very simple innovation. Mm-hmm. But it makes fundamentally better products. But actually what we've got here, which I brought you, and I appreciate...
we love presents! No, we love it.
So bringing stuff. Unboxing off YouTube to radio is probably the least sensible thing. But we have... actually, we see ourselves much more as an innovation business than a brand. Okay. So do you remember Speedo introduced the shark skin swimsuit that won every gold medal?
Yes, yeah.
So the inventor of that's our VP of innovation. And we set her a challenge and we said, Spanx doesn't work. And it doesn't work because it's an elastic band. And the laws of physics are pretty simple, that an elastic band puts the same pressure around the whole of the circumference of the band. Mm-hmm. So it will push your belly fat into your abs, which mm-hmm. is what you want. But it also compresses your spine, which mm-hmm. if you try to do is pointless, yeah. and your crotch, which is like just uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So we set her a challenge and said, we want you to create a garment that uses totally different technology that does non-linear compression, so it only gives you compression where you need it, and it's totally wearable and totally breathable. And so we've actually, like, no one's ever made a product like this, and you guys can
just say it's beautiful. So the packaging is beautiful, and I want
hello.
Hello.
So
can we have a little feel?
Yeah, there's one for each of you.
Right, so as we're unboxing, we're being given these beautiful boxes, which are a sort of not blush. I'm sure there's an actual technical Pantone colour for this.
Rose gold
with beautiful Heist branding. It's I can't even.
I must admit, as a designer myself, nailing a brand is really hard. How have you nailed the Heist brand? Because I've got to say, you're one of the brands that I think is leading in the way of revolutionising how women are talked to and advertised to. And I know you've done that with the product, but how have you done that with the brand? Because been conscious?
Yes, clearly. Like, we're doing this because we believe that women's underwear, from something as humble as tights, right? Like, let's be clear, there aren't that many people talking about tights. For a man to do tights, you're not the first person to be like, huh, why are you doing this? But all the way through to the bra, this is a category that just, frankly, an industry that sucks, right? It's ripe for disruption. And as a result of that, the brand ends up just being quite an honest articulation of what we all feel, which is, this is something we should talk about.
So, you know, the thing that I love, so again, you know, part of the brand, is the no sweating bit. So anyone that listens to this show knows that I have a thing with sweating. I'm just a sweaty Betty. And no one thinks about it, especially intimate garments that are really close to you. Just are the worst thing ever if they make you sweat. And a lot of them, if they're made of polyester, for me, it's just game over. I might as well throw them away once I've worn them.
So what this does is it gives you all the benefits of Spanx. So, and we think deeply, a woman has every right to have whatever shape she wants, right?
Yeah.
And we, our only role is to say, can we allow her to do that in total comfort? And so we actually, if you look on the inside, what you'll see is a very clever, it's actually a series of panels that biomimic the fascia, which is the human support structure. Yeah. And if you look at the dots, you'll see there are 20,000 laser perforations, so they're totally breathable. And what it means is that it only puts compression on your body where you need it. So if you see our ads or whatever you'll see playing, we have a woman doing somersaults on the tube because you can dance. We said, like, create shapewear that you actually want to dance in.
And what I think is brilliant about this, I'm just feeling it now, it's really soft. Mm. So it feels strong, but it's not that kind of horrible, as you said, elastic, where you feel like you're stretching it out.
And the answer is, like, it isn't. I mean, it's the result of 2 years and, like, a lot of hard work from the team. Like, it's a totally new way of making things. But we call it the outer body as well, just because, like, enough of the shame of shapewear. Like, why is it so Bridget Jones still? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody would denigrate a woman for wearing earrings or makeup or parting her hair one way. But suddenly the shape she has, and we're all jumping up and down saying, you're altering yourself. And we just thought, you know, this is like a weird little taboo that we should take a swing at.
So I love, inside it says, ideally hand wash, realistically machine wash with care. Again, it's just real. As soon as you buy anything that says hand wash, you know it's going
You're
in the washing machine.
Once, that's it.
Well, yeah. I just stick it in the washing machine anyway and see what happens on the other side. And so, you know, what you say that you're an innovation company. Are you literally just looking at women and going, what's wrong? Tell us your problems and we'll figure out a way to fix it. Because I have visions of what women want in my brain, of you possibly on a sink, like pulling on tights and putting on various garments.
I mean, the question we're all thinking, Toby, is have you tried on the tights?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. You know what? Strangely, I've also tried on the shapewear.
And?
What
and
do you think?
I can tell you that, well, first of all, I'm a size XL. My torso is definitely longer than it was designed for. So it's not a regular thing. But, like, sure, right? I mean, like, this is... the idea that gender's the only lens you look at this stuff. Like, we're trying to work out how to make billions of... Like, I mean, like, there are many millions of people out there, and we now have, like, a lot of customers. I'm trying to figure out how to make them more comfortable. It's like, sure, I'll try on a pair of tights if that's the answer to seeing whether it works.
Toby, we love it. We think it's really
brilliant. I'm a little bit in love with you, Toby, for creating this brand and putting it out to the world.
A very cool brand. Yeah. We like it a lot. Thank you for revolutionising something that was so uncomfortable for us all. If people want to go and have a look and potentially buy some, where should they be looking?
Online at Heist Studios.
Can we get hold of the shapewear now? Is that available
Shapewear
now?
Just launched. Oh. In fact, you are, I think, the first... three people to have it in their hands.
No way!
Well, thank you for honouring us with that. It's Toby Derbyshire from Heist. 1, 2, 3, 4! This has been the Badass Women's Hour podcast with me, Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton. If you want to hear more from us, you can come follow us on social media at Badass Women's Hour, HR, or leave us a review and tell us how much you love us. We really need to feel the love. 5 stars should do it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.